What is going on, crypto family? So we've got a really exciting announcement and partnership between Total and Monarch. So, you know, Total, these guys have been doing some great stuff in the space. And today we've got David and Eric to come on and tell us about all the cool stuff that they're doing, not to mention this awesome partnership with Monarch. So this means that Monarch users can now start, you know, buying and swapping ERC-20s right from within the Monarch wallet, adding support from all these tons of exchanges all in one place. Now you don't need to belong to these countless decentralized exchanges, just one, Monarch. You know, features are gonna continue to grow and get better. You're gonna start seeing more liquidity. But as you know, I'm a huge fan of decentralization and everybody owning their own keys and their own crypto. Everything that I just talked about right now is done through smart contracts. So not Monarch, not Total, none of our wallets are actually touching your crypto. This stuff means that your keys, your crypto, we don't take custody of it, it's always yours. So it's really awesome. And the fees are super cheap. So now you'll be able to buy across all these tons of different exchanges all from one place. It's gonna save you guys a lot of time and money. And I almost forgot too, it's live now. That's right, no paper partnerships, none of this white paper promises, it's live. So go right now and go to the Apple Store, go to the Android Store, download the Monarch update, and boom, you guys can start doing this two freaking day. So I'm excited, I'm pumped, I'm happy. I hope you guys are too. I'd love to hear what you guys think about it. And one last thing before we get into this, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. But enough rambling. Let's go check out this awesome interview, and I'll catch you on the other side. What is going on, crypto family? So today we got David and Eric with Total with us, man. So it's spelled like Toddle, but it's really Total. And we had these guys on, probably a month or two back. Really exciting project, man. So for people that don't fully understand what Total does, you know, we have that other video you guys can go back and watch. And they do a really cool, you know, walkthrough for us. But yeah, man, it's great to have you guys on. Looking forward to seeing you guys next week at CIS.
Appreciate you having us, Rob.
Hey, anytime. Anytime, man. So, you know, we talked a little bit about the Total story last time you guys were on, but, you know, as this market, you know, a lot of people are always, you know, crying about the bear market and how horrible it is, and we all see it. A lot of us are happy a little bit, not for the price, but because it allows us to work while some of the other, you know, crappy projects have kind of left the arena because there's no money for them to steal from people. Everybody else is out there doing it for the right reasons. So maybe talk a little bit about, you know, what you guys are seeing right now in this marketplace and, you know, if there's been any kind of, if it's put any more, you know, pressure on your guys' project and, you know, kind of how you guys have overcome and you guys are still delivering in this market in spite of it.
Yeah, I'll start with that one, and I'll pass off a couple of the technical things we're working on to Eric. It's definitely been a bumpy ride as the price action has moved downward. But as you just mentioned, a lot of groups that are really dedicated to the, you know, the right themes and the right reasons that they're here have stood out. That's including us and including Monarch, of course. And we'll get to that in a minute, how we've looked to work together. But yeah, for us specifically, it's really been navigating the entire exchange space. So as we mentioned in our last video, we aggregate decentralized exchanges into one set of endpoints so that wallets and other providers like Monarch can easily tap into that liquidity. And that has been very competitive, right? So a lot of people are building exchanges. You might say even, I know CZ had a famous quote that at one point in the market, we had more exchanges than we did real tokens. So that's kind of now, that's changed. I think a lot of the exchange businesses that have figured out how hard it is actually to run an exchange, especially a centralized exchange, which can be even more costly than a decentralized exchange due to all of the security and risks you have with that honeypot. And I think that a lot of groups are really have left the space or have consolidated with what their core competency is with another group who may have a synergistic core competency. So for us, it's really just been keeping our head down, as you said, and continuing to deliver products. Maybe Eric, you want to take from there on some of the products that we're working on and really what's been caught on with some of our customers and potential customers?
Yeah, so The primary core focus right now for Total has been all on B2B relationships. So we launched our API publicly in December of 2018. And ever since then, I've just been working on getting clients integrated. And part of this bear market is resources are tight for a lot of these companies. So backlogs are full. Teams are working really hard. There's a lot of tension on making sure that you're working on the right things. So part of our value that we provide for those clients is dedicated developer support, a really, really strong integration team. We put a lot of effort into making sure that any resources that are being missed for our clients are we're filling in the gaps. And everyone's affected by a down market, but everyone's got working on the right things. I think focusing on the right things, not about the price. We're focusing on real projects, real value, and that's what we're excited about.
What I'm more excited about is it actually works today. It's now like, hey, you know, it's tough out there and we still need to raise some money, and then, hey, maybe we'll deliver. But this stuff works today, and people that know me know I'm a big fan of things that work. So that's one of the things that's pretty exciting for people that, you know, are still, maybe they didn't watch the first video. I mean, basically you guys offer liquidity across all these different decentralized exchanges, allowing like one endpoint. So one user can go to, you know, like to Total, the way it's, the way it's spelled, it looks like Toddle, but Total, and basically have access to all these decentralized exchanges. So, you know, this is like awesome for traders, right? Because now they don't have to belong to like 30 or 40 different exchanges. They can basically just use Total and boom, get the Total experience, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We, you know, our products that we're focused on now, it's basically all exchange functionality split up into a few different endpoints, as you described them. We're working on a payment solution, which will use this working product, as you mentioned, that allows you to exchange tokens. We also have in the wild a swap set of endpoints, allows you to, as you most people have seen through the Shapeshift, Kyber, and other interfaces, allows you to easily swap one token for another token. And then we have our last set of endpoints, Rebalance, which was actually developed first with too many assumptions made by yours truly, that basically allows any company or individual to trade many tokens at one time, which we're seeing a demand for as people realize the benefits of rebalancing their portfolio and trading more tokens in one transaction.
That's awesome, man. Another thing that I love too about it is when you start hearing the word exchange, you think, oh, custody, right? So even like with, you know, like with BitThumb, right? I know there was probably an inside job, so they're saying, but you know, with all these exchanges, there's all these, you know, all these leaks, right? People were always, you know, losing money one way or another, but with you guys, there's no custody, right? It's all handled through smart contracts.
That's great. There's no deposits. There's no trust needed for, you know, you don't need to trust Total with your money. We're not a counterparty, so there's no counterparty risk. All the trades happen atomically on chain, and we do all of that routing and protocol level functionalities handled for you in the back end.
Cool. Another thing that's exciting too is as this starts catching on, you know, where people start moving away from centralized, you know, exchanges because of all the risks and stuff like that, it just kind of really puts you guys in a great spot, because when people start, you know, coming over and they're trading tokens or buying tokens, and they know that they don't have to rely on an exchange to, you know, hold custody of their tokens or coins, you know, really puts you guys in a great spot because you have access to all of them in one place. And you guys don't even touch the tokens or coins. So, you know, that's really huge. And, you know, it's not said enough. So, I mean, that right there is like one of the main reasons why I became a fan when Ryan introduced me to you guys, Ryan with Blockchain Beach. You know, he's like, hey, check out Total. I was like, man, it works and it's cool. They're not actually, you know, taking custody of the tokens and coins. It's all handled through smart contracts and it works. How awesome is that? So that's one of the reasons for this video today too as well. What else you got?
You know what else works? Monarch wallet works real well.
You know, baby. Yep. So that was one of the things before we launched. I wanted to make sure that we had something to launch with rather than just, hey, we're going to raise a bunch of money and maybe we'll deliver something. We wanted to, you know, actually, you know, launch with something that works and just make it better and better. Whether we raise a penny or not, it just keeps getting better. And adding things like Total to it, man, is huge, because now it gives, you know, access to decentralized exchanges to all of our users, right? You know, right from, you know, the Monarch wallet, all in one place. They can buy, sell, you know, hook up their bank account, their credit card, you know, basically use all your guys' services all from one place, and it just keeps getting better and better. So, you know, for people that don't know, you know, we just partnered, and so we're launching this in the next week or so. It's going to be incredible, and we're beyond honored and appreciate you guys.
We're honored to be working with such a great group as yourself. It's great that we both are focused on pragmatic solutions, as you were just mentioning. And you know, our integration team has really enjoyed it, and we're excited to see all the trading you can do on Monarch using Total. and want to encourage everyone to go give it a try out today.
Awesome, man. So what else you guys have coming in the near future that people should be looking for?
Eric, you want to freshen up the guys on what we're working on?
Sure. Just to take a quick step back before I get into kind of the product roadmap and where we think there's a lot of value and opportunity in the market today, I wanted to touch on something that we just talked about, which was, there's all these benefits and trade-offs to decentralized exchanges and, you know, in terms of security and privacy. But these trade-offs do introduce a set of problems for developers in particular that I wanted to make sure that we highlight that Total solves. So part of working with decentralized exchanges from a user's perspective, you need to wrap Ether so that you can actually swap ERC-20s directly wallet to wallet. You need to be acquiring specific exchange-related tokens. There's, issues of price slippage between the time where, you think that you have a price, but on pool exchanges, for example, the price may drop and your transaction will fail. So all sorts of, there's all sorts of technical difficulties that Total solves with our set of endpoints or aims to solve with our set of endpoints, which are we send several backup orders in our system to make sure that if the price were to slip at all, we can fill other orders on other exchanges. We're really, really building a system that allows you to reap the full benefits of decentralized exchanges without a lot of complexity for your users. So for clients that are interested in providing exchange functionality, Total really solves a pain point, which is that decentralized exchange protocols, they all are different and they're all technically complex in their own nuances. So we aggregate that and we make sure that there's a one relative experience for all of those protocols. And then for your users, that makes things a lot easier as well. They don't need to acquire other tokens like KNC, for example, to transact on Kyber. We're doing everything for them. You just need to show your users are just going to see what exchange we're filling them at. So it's a very elegant experience. Part of that, part of our journey and our roadmap is, of course, iterating on making the developer experience a lot better for our partners. And in doing so, we are focusing on very heavily on redesigning our system to be a lot more flexible, creating markets across decentralized exchanges that don't currently exist on those DEXs themselves. And as David alluded to, also these suite of payment, a payment solution for partners as well that want to be able to route tokens and have their users pay in any token that our liquidity network supports, and the merchant or the recipient of that can accept any token that they want. So really that's kind of right, our core focus right now. We're working on a lot of different proof of concepts in the space. In a down market, we think this is a time to test and to try new things. So working on off-chain solutions for payments, working on some really exciting projects, and then also focusing really heavily on redesigning our interface, offering our own swap interface as well, and then aggregating that into a DeFi dashboard. So that's really what our product team's working on over the next quarter, half a year.
Yeah, I appreciate that detail, Eric. Yeah, that's really encompassing of what we represent and what we provide to our customers B2B, and what we're working on even on the B2C side, as Eric just finished up with the interface. So it's really exciting to see my team really take hold of these things and take ownership of all the different routes that we're going on, because there are just so many, there's so much white space, Rob, as you know. I mean, there's just how many groups are really, as we were just talking about, that really are here for the right reasons. Those are the groups that are actually making difference and making products out in the world that work, right? So there's very few of those groups. And so the more that we can, figure out where in the white space we have an advantage, we're continuing to iterate and build proof of concepts and products.
Awesome, man. The future definitely looks bright. So what I'm excited about too is, you know, when we drop this, people will be able to actually go to the App Store, download it, and start using it right now. So they'll see that it's not talk, it's action. So I'm excited for that, man. I'm really honored for the guys, you know, for the partnership with you guys. I look forward to seeing you guys at CIS here in a couple of days, and look forward to all the cool things that we're going to be doing together and all the future updates for people to see and to actually be able to use. So it's exciting.
We're excited, Rob. We'll see you very soon at CIS. Hope everyone will be there listening to this video, and hope to be doing many more announcement videos in the future with you, Rob, and I'm sure there'll be much more to share with the listeners.
You know it. All right, guys, we're catching up. God bless, and thanks again.
Hey, welcome back, peeps. Huge thanks to David and Jordan and Eric and Craig and Colleen and everyone on the Total team that's been, you know, working through all this stuff with us. You know, we have some huge updates and some new features coming, you know, really soon. So this is truly just the beginning, and, you know, we're so pumped and excited about it. As you know, I mean, I love working tech, not hot air, white paper promises. I love things that are real, that works, and people that actually deliver. And this stuff, guess what? It's delivered. You guys can go get it right now. So right from the Apple Store, the Android Store, go get it. Tell us if you like it, you love it, you hate it, whatever. Just go try it. Always great to hang out and just talk shop with you or talk about whatever. It's just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and owns several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. And one last thing before we get into this, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. Appreciate you. Love you. God bless you. And thanks a bunch to Total for delivering. So it's going to be totally awesome. God bless.